Well, greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's a blessing being here and worshiping the Lord together. The song's really blessed me this morning and brought peace to my heart. Also, what Brother Andy shared there is a very challenging thought as we think of that. What would that look like in my life if God would have His complete will for my life? If He would have His free will in my life, what would that look like? That is very challenging. This morning, the topic I would like to talk about is the peace of God. As I was trying to decide what the Lord wanted me to share on, why this came to my heart, and there's a verse I came across in Philippians 4:7 there. It's a verse we're very familiar with. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What does that look like in my life to have the peace of God keeping my heart and mind? Peace seems to be one of those things that's very rare in our day. It's very fleeting in the world, I believe. But in our life, I think that should be one of the things that's different about us as Christians, is the peace in our life. Should I not have peace evident in my life if I have the Prince of Peace living inside of me? So yeah, in this verse here, it says that the only way we can have this peace is through Jesus Christ, and that caught my attention there. We can have it. We can have that peace if we get it through Him for whatever we face in life. And so as I looked at this, I was thinking, what was the first that Jesus, that he mentions peace, or that, you know, those two are mentioned together. I thought of when Jesus was born there in Luke 2, the angels, that was what they proclaimed from the sky. And that really just blessed me there, reading those verses again. In Luke 2, verse 13 and 14, says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We see here that the angels were proclaiming the peace that Jesus was going to be bringing to the earth for man, that men had been seeking for many years. With the coming of Christ to this earth and making that great and final sacrifice for sin, He made it possible that each one of us as men could once again have that peace with their Creator, both in this life and for eternity. I believe it was possible for man to have peace in the Old Covenant. But this was a much greater and much more, a much deeper peace between God and man after this point, I believe. I would encourage anyone that has not found that peace with God to do so today. You will not find that lasting peace anywhere else in life. The world has many things to offer, but it's only a short, temporary peace that will leave you more empty than you were before. So the next point here I would like to look at is, what are some ways that I as a Christian can lose my peace with God? And one of the first things I thought of was disobedience. We see that in the garden. We see that that's the first thing that broke that peace that Adam and Eve had with their Creator. Disobedience is a sure way to lose the peace that we have with Christ. We see the first example of this in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve had that perfect peace until they were disobedient. We see that it is God's mercy on us that He takes our peace away to show us our sin, and that gives us the desire to again seek Him. We also see this example in Jonah's life, and there's many more, but these are just a few I picked. In the story of Jonah, we see that when Jonah was disobedient, he could not find peace until he fulfilled what God was asking of him. Doubt is another one. If I have doubt in my life, I will not have peace. If I'm doubting God's word, His promises, His truths, I will not have peace until I believe them. Again, that's just the way God designed it, and it's His mercy on us that He does it like this. I'd like to read John 14:27. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I believe the peace here of the world that he is talking about is when everything in life is going well, then the world can be at peace. That is not the peace that Jesus gives us. That is only based on our circumstances. Jesus here is saying He gives us a much deeper peace, a peace that enables us to face whatever life brings, a peace in spite of what is happening around me, not a peace that is based on what is happening around me. Many times, We can lose that concept if we aren't careful. We see in Galatians 5:22-23 that peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So, yeah, as I had said earlier, we as Christians, I believe, peace should be very evident in our life if we are bearing fruit according to God's will. It's going to affect many areas in life, if I have peace or not, but it will definitely affect how I respond to my circumstances, maybe unexpected ones or things that we don't plan on. Even yesterday as I was preparing what I was going to share, we heard that one of my aunts, she's young, probably 8 or 10 years younger than my parents yet. She has a family, quite a few children, and it seems that she has bone cancer, and they just found that out yesterday. And just thinking of that as I was preparing this on peace, that is going to greatly affect what happens, my response to those situations. And I believe we're called to cultivate this peace in our hearts now. It's one of those things that we won't have when we need it, if we don't have it now. We cannot help others find peace if I don't have it. We are called to be a peacemaker also. That's a high calling. But as I thought about that, I was thinking, that God's will would be for each one of us to be a peacemaker. But there's it's more so when you meet others out and about, but you can tell when someone has that peaceable spirit about them. And if they come in on an uncomfortable situation, it just immediately brings a rest. Or it can be the other way. And when those people come around, there's friction, and there's everything but peace. So each one of us, I believe, wants to strive to be a peacemaker. And this directly plays into the church as well, as we think of a body of believers getting along together and being a church. If each one of us has that heart to be a peacemaker, things will go much smoother. I'd like to read Colossians 3:15 in closing here. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So that's my desire for this opening, is that each one of us would have the grace to find the peace of God ruling in our hearts as we go through our life. Also, I was going to, if we could sing song number 999A, then that would be a blessing. I was going to read verse 2. Verse 2 just really spoke to me. It says, "Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest." And then verse 5 says, "It is enough. Earth's struggles soon shall cease, and Jesus calls us to heaven's perfect peace." So I believe if each one of us seeks to have that peace in our heart in this life, and we will have peace for eternity as well. So may God bless each one of you.